This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. Jimmy never kept his covers on. He would snuggle into his blankets, fall asleep, and whoop, his covers came right off. It would have been just fine if he didn't live in a place where there was a belly button monster. Belly button monsters aren't particularly scary. They are too purple to be scary, and they wouldn't hurt anyone, not even a tiny little bug. But they do love belly buttons.
Belly, belly button, belly, belly button. I gotta get me a belly, belly button. An innie or an outie, a spiral or a swirl. If I don't get one, I'll feel real pouty.
Belly button monsters do not have X-ray vision, and they aren't particularly clever. So the only way they can find a belly button is if they can see it. And the only way they can see it is if there are no covers on top of it. And that's how Jimmy's belly button went missing. One night, the belly button monster was hovering in the corner of Jimmy's room, singing,
belly, belly button, belly, belly button. I gotta get me a belly, belly button. An innie or an outie, a spiral or a swirl. If I don't get one, I'll feel real pouty.
When, whoop, Jimmy's covers came off, and there was a perfect peach belly button.
Oh, ho, 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 a belly button.
The belly button monster flew right over Jimmy's tummy and snatch! He pulled Jimmy's belly button right off his tummy and tucked it into his belly button sack. When Jimmy woke up, he noticed his belly button was gone. But he said, that's all right. Belly buttons aren't that important. And he went down to eat breakfast. But when he drank his orange juice, it sprayed right out of his belly button hole. Uh-oh. Jimmy ran to the bath to wash off all the sticky orange juice, but his tummy started filling up with water. It got in through his belly button hole. Jimmy's tummy was big and sloshy. So he squeezed his tummy and Jimmy looked at the hole where his belly button used to be and said, apparently, belly buttons are important. I ought to fix this. Jimmy went to school, and that's when he saw the glue.
Glook, 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 glook.
He poured the glue into his belly button hole, but the glue kept disappearing. What if his tummy got stuck to his heart with all that glue? That wouldn't be good. What was he going to do now? In art class, Jimmy got an idea. Ha! I can make a belly button out of clay. So he did. But it wouldn't stick to his belly button hole. Oh, no. Well, this is a really great belly button. It just doesn't work for me. Maybe the belly button monster would trade my belly button for this one. So that night, Jimmy threw off his covers. Whoop! But instead of falling asleep, he only pretended to sleep. And when the belly button monster came, Jimmy was ready. He heard the belly button monster giggle. Belly button. And when he went to snatch that belly button, Jimmy popped up and said, "Wait." Jimmy looked right into the belly button monster's eyes and said, "Do you want this beautiful belly button?" As he pointed to the clay belly button sitting on his tummy.
"Oh, yes, I really, really, really want that belly button. It's the most beautiful belly button I have ever seen."
"You can have it if you give me my belly button back."
"Oh, but I want them both."
"You can't have them both. But I will give you this beautiful belly button if you give me mine back."
All right.
The belly button monster searched through his sack until,
here it is. "Hold still."
The belly button monster threw Jimmy's belly button up in the air, and it flew around Jimmy.
Ha-oom-ba, ha-oom-ba, ha-oom-ba,
and landed right on Jimmy's nose. "That's not where my belly button goes."
"Oh, I think that looks nice."
"No!"
"All right."
The belly button monster picked up the belly button and let it go.
Ha-oom-ba, ha-oom-ba, ha-oom-ba.
The belly button floated in the air and landed right on Jimmy's tongue.
"I can't have a belly button on my tongue."
"Or you could be famous on TV." "What did you say? I can't understand you with that belly button on your tongue."
"Anxiety! Be paper bath!"
The belly button monster popped Jimmy's belly button off his tongue and let it go.
Ha-oom-ba, ha-oom-ba, ha-oom-ba.
And the belly button landed right on Jimmy's belly button hole.
"Ah, thanks."
Jimmy handed the beautiful clay belly button over to the belly button monster.
"Oh, thank you. This is my very, very best belly button."
"Belly, belly button, belly, belly button. I gotta get me a belly, belly button. An innie or an outie, a spiral or a swirl. If I don't get one, I'll feel real pouty."
And from that day until this, Jimmy never let his covers fall off again. Can you find your belly button? Is it still there? Oh, good. It looks like the belly button monster doesn't live in your neighborhood. But has someone ever taken something from you? Maybe it wasn't a belly button, but it might have been a toy you were playing with. Let's close our eyes and imagine playing with a toy you really like. Can you see yourself in your mind? Do you have a smile on your face? Now, let's imagine someone you know coming over to take your toy away. They take it and run away. What do you do? Can you imagine what your face looks like when they run away with your toy? Did you frown or scream or clench your teeth? Let's make that face now. What you saw in your imagination and practiced with me was your body experiencing an emotion. What would you call the feeling you imagined? Did you call it mad, or sad, or frustrated? When you are feeling a feeling, it is hard to think and solve problems. When you notice your body reacting to an emotion, you can send a breath to it and melt it away. Let's try it. Imagine your face when someone takes a toy from you and make that face again. Now, take a deep breath in and out. And let your face relax until you feel calm. Taking a breath helps us get into our problem-solving brain. You might solve the problem by finding another toy to offer as a trade. You might solve the problem by reassuring the person who took your toy that if they give it back, you will make sure they play with it next. You might use words to communicate, like, "I don't like it when you take things away from me, but when you ask, I am happy to share." There are lots of ways we can solve problems like this. But before we can solve problems, we have to help our body feel calm. Let's take 5 more deep breaths. 1. Two. Three. Four. Now, let your whole body feel like clay, so soft and still. Ah, that is relaxed. And now it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, when you help your body relax, it is easier to solve problems. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Good night.